yards short of the first down marker at the 46-yard line. It's going to ring up third and short, third and about 2 feet for Bad Axe.
Number 42, Kyle Tremner, and number 75, Nate Krohn, made the hit for the Lakers. That will bring up a third and short.
7 yard gain there for Dylan White. Number 4 of Bad Axe brings up third and short, third and yard. And we have some whistles. That's the end of the third quarter. You're tuned to WLAW. Lakers leading 42 over Bad Axe 6 after 3.
It's October. Baseball is wrapping up. Football's in full swing. Halloween is coming fast. The weather may be getting colder, but Thumb Cellular is heating things up with a huge BlackBerry sale. It's time to upgrade to a BlackBerry smartphone from Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular has greatly reduced their prices on their most popular BlackBerry smartphone. The BlackBerry Storm 2 with touchscreen MP3 player, 3.2 megapixel camera, Wi-Fi capable, and more. Retails for $499, but during their October BlackBerry sale, you can get it for just $199. Looking for a flip phone at a great price? The BlackBerry Style that retails for $419 is now just $99. The BlackBerry Curve 3 is only $49. That's $300 off the retail price, only while supplies last. Terms of service apply. It's the October BlackBerry Sale at Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
And we're back here in Bad Axe after three quarters. It is Lakers leading 42-6 over Bad Axe. And we're getting an update here from Sandusky. Harbor Beach after three now leads 26-6. Avery Wehner had a touchdown catch, and Ginther had the two-point conversion reception. So Bad Axe now moving right to left across your radio on a third and short. Handoff to Metzger. Moves ahead, and he gets a gain of about six. First and 10 for the Hatchets, now into Laker territory.
Nick Dweiss, number 52 for the Lakers, but not until the Hatchets picked up a first down, as we have a running clock, which means the Hatchets are trailing in this one by more than 35 points.
So Bad Axe now into Laker territory at the 48-yard line. Handoff to number 47, Spencer Kelly. He moves ahead, and he's dancing around the situation and gets about 13 yards. Brought down finally at the 35-yard line of Laker territory. 13-yard gain for Spencer Kelly. Brings up first and 10 for the Hatchets at the 35-yard line of Lakers.
Madison Hamill and a host of Lakers, Spencer Kelly the King, was carrying a bunch of them on that play.
And if you weren't listening at halftime, Spencer Kelly was named Homecoming Queen at Bad Axe High School. Congratulations to him and his girlfriend, Shelby Ligger, I believe it was, as the Queen. So, handoff to number 33, Metzger, gain of four, down to about the 32-yard line of Lakers.
Brody Tremner made the hit on this one for the Lakers.
Brings up second and six for the Hatchets with 10:29 remaining in the game here in regulation, as Lakers leads 42-6 with a running clock in place. T formation for the Hatchets. Braden under center. Hands it off to Spencer Kelly. Caught in the backfield. Maybe a loss of one on the play. Yes, it is. And they're brought down at the 33-yard line. Third and seven.
Number 62 for the Lakers, and that being, if I can find him, is Jake Dutcher, who made the hit for the Lakers. And Spencer lost the shoe again, and the official says, take your time, son. We've got a running clock. It doesn't matter.
So anyway, 9:45 remains this one in Bad Axe. With third and seven for the Hatchets, moving right to left across your radio. Two men in the backfield with a slot to the right. Braden keeps this one for himself rolling. He has a lot of pressure on him, and it's a complete pass to number 87 of Bad Axe. He's brought down at the 14-yard line. Number 87, Daniel Brown. So from the 33-yard line all the way down to the 14, gain of 13, I can't do my math suddenly.
You got to go by the numbers, and you know the numbers. You go to Bayport State Bank, Mark.
That's right, a 19-yard catch and carry there for Daniel Brown.
Right.
Using my math skills there as a former education professional there.
Yes, I'm glad to see you're still using
First
those.
And 10 for the Hatchets. They pitch out to number 4, Dylan White, moves ahead for about 2 yards, where he's brought down right at about the 10-yard line. Gain of about 4, in fact.
Number, turn around, son, I can't see you. All right. Well, there he is, number 22 for the Lakers, and that being Brody Tremner made the hit.
So, 2nd and 6 now for the Hatchets. Looks like they might be able to knock this one in if they can keep the hands on the ball.
You never should have said anything.
Nah,
you're
okay.
Going to jinx them now.
That's okay.
Okay, we'll see. They're going to call a timeout here, though.
It's an official's timeout, it looks like. We're still having some shoe issues.
Yeah, the king can't get his shoe tied. They're going to have to bring out the queen to tie it.
Anywho, we're getting some cat calls from the other side of the booth here.
Well, you know, they need more than cat calls, I'll tell you that.
I think we might see some pink slips back at the station tonight when we get back.
Oh, that's all right.
Third.
We made it through 7 games, right, Clark?
T formation for Bad Axe and Braden. Hand off. Looks like to number 47, Spencer Kelly. He gains about 3 yards, brings up 3rd and 4. Third and 4 and about 36 extra inches there for Bad Axe. 42 Lakers, Bad Axe 6 with 7:45 remaining in the fourth quarter. Running clock is in place as Braden informing his troops of what exactly they're going to do on this 3rd and 5.
I'd hand it off to Spencer Kelly. He's been running hard all night long, shoe or no shoe. Give it to that kid.
Spencer Kelly, number 20, the ball carrier. Seth Geiger looking back to pass, a little trickery, but no, he decides to run, but it's too late. And he's brought down in the backfield. And a loss of 3 brings up 4th and 8.
Ezra Van Tiflin made the hit for the Lakers. His bottom from behind, he hesitated, but he couldn't see Ezra coming around the corner, and he was hit as he started to run.
So now 4th and 8 for the Hatchets at the, about the 11-yard line of Laker territory. 6:58 remains in this one in Bad Axe. Lakers 42, Bad Axe 6. Hatchett's in no hurry to get back to the line of scrimmage. Slot receiver to the right, 2 men in the backfield. Braden under center. Keeps it for himself. Pitch out to number 4, Dylan White. He reverses it all the way around to the left side, and he has no one in front of him. Touchdown, Bad Axe! A 10-yard scamper from number 4, Dylan White, with 6:32 remaining in the fourth quarter, puts Bad Axe on the board for the second time this game.
Well, they took a page out of the Lakers book and used the same thing, just like if they went to Ben Franklin's, were to get crafts and quilting and all your supplies at Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
So, Bad Axe strikes the first time since the first quarter at the 7:25 mark. We are now in the fourth quarter at the 6:32 mark, and the T formation is out there with Spencer Kelly taking the handoff. 2-point conversion, no good for Bad Axe. You're tuned to WIW. Bad Axe strikes, but it might be a little too late. It's Lakers 42, Bad Axe 12 with 6.5 left in Bad Axe.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see that Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no per-check charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per-checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
And we're back here in Bad Axe. Bad Axe getting into the end zone for the second time tonight. It is now Lakers 42, Bad Axe 12, with 6:32 remaining in the fourth quarter in Bad Axe. FedEx saw some glimmers of hope there. What we've